Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo is a day-by-day companion for readers who want spiritual depth without needing to adopt a single doctrine. Originally shaped as a year-long sequence, the 20th anniversary edition continues the book's central invitation, awaken to the life already here by practicing presence, honesty, and compassion. Nepo writes from the perspective of a poet and teacher who has spent decades exploring how ordinary moments can become gateways to meaning. Each daily entry typically offers a short reflection and a prompt designed to move insight from the head into lived experience. Rather than pushing dramatic self-improvement, the book emphasizes gentle attention to what is true now: grief, joy, longing, fatigue, gratitude, and the small acts that reveal who we are. The result is a practical spirituality that fits into busy mornings, quiet evenings, or any moment when you need a return to yourself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, presence as the core practice. A central theme of the book is that presence is not a mood, but a practice, one that can be renewed many times a day. Nepo frames awakening as a return to direct experience, the body's signals, the weather of emotion, the texture of relationships, and the quiet knowledge that arises when we stop rushing. Instead of treating the mind as an enemy, the approach is to notice how thought pulls attention into regret and anticipation, then gently come back to what is in front of you. This emphasis makes the book usable for readers who feel overextended, distracted, or numb, because it does not demand long retreats or complicated methods. The daily structure supports consistency. A small reflection can set the tone for the day, while a prompt can become a brief meditation or journal entry. Over time, the practice trains you to meet ordinary moments with more clarity and to recognize that a meaningful life often depends less on changing circumstances and more on changing the quality of attention you bring to them. Secondly, turning life events into inner growth. The book repeatedly points toward a simple but challenging idea. What happens to us can become material for understanding rather than merely a source of reaction. Nepo's reflections encourage readers to work with disappointment, fear, aging, change, and loss as teachers that reveal where we are guarded and where we are alive. This is not a message of forced positivity or denial. The emphasis is on staying close to experience long enough to learn from it, including the parts that are messy or unresolved. The prompts often ask readers to revisit a recent moment, identify what it stirred, and notice what it might be asking for, such as patience, courage, forgiveness, or rest. By approaching difficulty with curiosity, you gain a way to metabolize life rather than be overwhelmed by it. In that sense, the book functions as a guide for emotional and spiritual resilience. It helps readers build the capacity to carry complexity, to hold questions without rushing to conclusions, and to see that growth can occur even when circumstances do not immediately improve. Thirdly, the daily ritual of reflection and journaling. Another important topic is the power of daily rhythm. The Book of Awakening is designed to be lived with, not finished quickly. The day-by-day format invites you to create a small ritual: read, pause, reflect, and respond. That structure can be especially helpful for people who struggle with consistency or who feel intimidated by larger spiritual texts. The prompts support active engagement, turning reading into an inner conversation. They can be used as journaling questions, meditation themes, or discussion starters in groups. Over time, this repeated turning inward builds self-knowledge in a grounded way. You begin to notice patterns: what reliably triggers defensiveness, what restores energy, what kinds of connection you crave, and what values you keep postponing. The daily practice also reduces the pressure to solve your life all at once. Instead, you make contact with what is real today, and you make one small adjustment in how you meet it. That incremental approach can lead to durable change because it is tied to lived moments rather than abstract goals. Fourthly, compassion and connection in everyday relationships. Nepo's work often circles back to relationship as a primary arena for awakening. The book highlights how presence is tested and revealed in the ways we listen, speak, withdraw, or reach out. Rather than treating spirituality as private self-improvement, the reflections emphasize shared humanity. Everyone carries unseen struggles, everyone longs to be met, and everyone can learn to soften. This perspective can change how readers approach conflict and misunderstanding. The prompts encourage examining what you are protecting, what you are refusing to feel, and what might happen if you brought more honesty and kindness into an exchange. At the same time, compassion is not presented as endless self-sacrifice. The book also values boundaries and self-respect, suggesting that authentic connection requires clarity about what is true for you. In practical terms, the theme helps readers become more skillful in daily interactions, slowing down reactive speech, offering attention without fixing, and choosing responses aligned with values. These shifts can improve family life, friendships, and work relationships by making them less performative and more real. Lastly, living with meaning. Instead of chasing an ideal life, a defining message of the book is that the life you want is often found by being present to the life you have. This reverses the common habit of postponing fulfillment until circumstances change. Nepo invites readers to notice how ideals can become a form of escape, the perfect job, the perfect partner, the perfect version of the self. The daily reflections encourage appreciating what is already meaningful while still allowing genuine desire and change. This balanced stance helps readers avoid two extremes, resignation on one side and constant striving on the other. Meaning becomes something you practice through attention, gratitude, service, creativity, and courage. The prompts often lead readers to identify what they are neglecting or numbing and to reclaim small sources of aliveness that are available now. This theme is particularly useful for people in transition, midlife reassessment, or recovery from burnout because it reframes success as alignment rather than accumulation. The book's approach suggests that purpose is not a distant destination, but a way of inhabiting each day, even when the day includes uncertainty and imperfection. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a steady, non-judgmental guide for inner work, people navigating stress, transition, grief, or restlessness, as well as anyone who wants a simple daily practice that supports mindfulness and meaning. It is also well-suited for readers who enjoy reflective writing and prefer spiritual insight grounded in everyday life, rather than heavy theory. The benefit is practical. By returning to presence again and again, you build emotional resilience, clearer self-awareness, and a more compassionate approach to relationships. The daily format makes change feel doable because it asks for small moments of honesty rather than dramatic reinvention. Over time, those moments can reshape how you handle conflict, how you respond to fear, and how you recognize what actually nourishes you. Compared to many similar books, The Book of Awakening stands out for its year-long structure and its consistent use of prompts that translate inspiration into action. Instead of offering only concepts, it supports practice, which is what most readers need to turn insight into lived change. If you want a book you can return to repeatedly, one that meets you where you are each day, it is a strong purchase. If you would like to support Mark Nepo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.